A living stump sounds like something out of a horror movie. In fact, it is not unusual for a tree deprived of its trunk and foliage by lightning, disease, or a lumberjack, but still possessed of roots and an above-ground stump, to continue a zombie-like existence for years, even decades. Such arboreal undead have been recognized since 1833, but surprisingly, until now, no living stump has been subjected to detailed scientific scrutiny. The scrutinized stump is the remains of a kauri tree in Waitakere Ranges Regional Park, New Zealand. It and two neighbouring intact kauris were investigated by Martin Bader and Sebastian Leutzinger of Auckland University of Technology, who have just published their results in iScience. Dr. Bader and Dr. Leutzinger started with the suspicion that living stumps are sustained through their roots by nearby intact trees of the same species. Above ground, trees look like distinct entities, but below the surface, things get more complicated. More than 150 tree species, kauris among them, are known to have roots that sometimes fuse with those of other members of the same species. Such subterranean junctions permit exchange between individual trees of food, water, minerals, and even microorganisms to create what some regard as a superorganism. The question the researchers asked was, if a tree in such a network were reduced to a stump, would that remnant quickly be cut loose as useless and left to fend for itself? Their study, carried out over the course of 9 days, proved that the stump under scrutiny was still a participating member of the local superorganism. Sensors fitted to the two intact trees and the stump showed that the stump's flow of sap and water ran inversely to that of the trees. On sunny days, when the intact trees were photosynthesizing extensively and drawing a great deal of water up their trunks, there was almost no water movement in the stump. At night, when the trees were no longer transpiring in this way, water flooded into the stump and sap flow reached a maximum, indicating that it was receiving a burst of resources.